It's easy to identify the big film out of Hollywood this week. It's the one that stars Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe in a story of spies and terrorism. Los Angeles Times and Morning Edition film critic Kenneth Turan reviews Body of Lies.
Body of Lies is a film in disguise, which is not necessarily a bad thing, except in this case, the disguise is better than what it's covering up. Body of Lies details the life and death conflicts a CIA agent in the Middle East, played by Leonardo DiCaprio, has with his handler in Washington, D.C., played by Russell Crowe. When they argue about a shadowy figure in Lebanese intelligence named Hani, listen to how they get on each other's nerves.
You want to go and get a hot dog?
How do you expect me to operate, huh, Ed? What are you keeping all the cards to your chest?
What about an ice cream?
All Hani wanted was patience, Ed. Patience, not as a personal quality.
I don't care what Hani wanted.
Not as a personal quality, but as an operational requirement. You can't do it, huh? I thought Hani wanted to kill me.
Oh, don't exaggerate. Hani don't want to kill you. He likes you. And who is he going to get over there better for him than you? Nobody.
This conflict underlines the way these characters are the twin poles of the film's moral universe. The most appealing is DiCaprio's CIA ace on the ground. He speaks Arabic, and he values human life, even though he's prepared to take it if necessary. Which is more than you can say for Crowe's devious Washingtonian, a smug creature of flabby immorality. Crowe gained 50 pounds to play the part. He shows once again that he's the rare major star who has a character actor's gift for submerging himself completely in eccentric protagonists. Body of Lies is directed by the veteran Ridley Scott, so it's always crisp and watchable. But once this film's disguise of atmosphere and mood falls away, what we're left with is a plot that's too unconvincing and conventional to hold our attention. Though partially set in Iraq, Body of Lies uses the war as little more than window dressing, as a convenient setting for a story that could be told anywhere and any time. Violence and deception are the name of the game. While dealing with Iraq directly would be commercially risky, it might have given this film the focus it needs.
The movie is Body of Lies. The reviewer is Kenneth Turan, who reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times. You can find other movie reviews at npr.org.